You know, I keep hearing lately that every child should be a wanted child. And this is the issue of abortion, which I'm not going in that direction. But I disagree with that statement. Before you jump on my case, hear me out on this. I recently sat at a dinner with some good friends, and a remarkable conversation took place. It was about being a wanted child versus being an unwanted child. You know, a surprise child, you might say, back in those days, where abortion was not available the way it is now. And two influential members of our community revealed they were both unwanted children, born after the family plan was formed, but their mothers did not have an abortion, they had the child. And life right here in River City would be a lot less enjoyable if these two people had been aborted 50 or 60 years ago. So it set me wondering, how many successful people, how many driven people are that way because when they were raised, there were subtle hints perhaps to grow up faster, get out of the house, get on your own. It would make a good topic of conversation the next time you get together with friends. How many unwanted children out there went on to become success stories as adults? And is it possible that there's actually some advantage of being an unwanted child? I don't know. You tell me. Let's go back to our phone line.